Hi, Amit Sawal. Welcome to SBS Malayalam.
Thanks, Dilis.
It's a pleasure to have you on our program, especially on a topic like Kathakali, which is quite relevant for our audience.
Thanks again.
You are working on a project which has a lot of prominence about Kathakali. You're going to publish a work on that. Could you explain a bit about what the project is?
Yeah, the project is Louise Lightfoot in Search of India, an Australian dancer's experience. The book is a collection of 33 essays and almost 30 photographs that a very prominent Australian ballet dancer and impresario, Louise Lightfoot, published over a period of, say, from 1947 to 60s. And the book is basically how she viewed India, Kerala, South India, and Kathakali.
Okay. So during that time, I think Kathakali got introduced to Australia during the 1947s, I believe.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. 1947 was the first time when Kathakali went outside India and came to Australia, and it was well received. Before this, other Indian prominent dancers such as Kathak with Uday Shankar and Ram Gopal were in US and UK, but not Kathakali.
Okay. Can I ask you, you said it was well received.
Yes.
Anand Shivaram was the dancer from Kerala who actually led the team, isn't it?
Yes, from Cochin.
Yeah. So he is an expert, a maestro in dance forms from Kerala Kalamandalam.
Yes.
And we did air a program on our Malayalam program about how Kathakali was introduced in Australia. From your research, what have you observed? You said well received, but can you articulate a little more about
One of the first things we have to know about Kathakali is that why it wasn't popular abroad before this. As you know, you're from Kerala, so Kathakali training takes almost 12 years to become a master in Kathakali. Just to play one character, it takes 12 years. Then Kathakali makeup takes 4 hours, you know, if you have to perform at night. So it was not feasible for any impresario or manager to take Kathakali out. So Louise Lightfoot from Australia went to Kerala, and she started studying this art form, Kathakali, although she was a very trained ballet dancer. She was also an architect, so her art form, knowledge of art was very in detail. And one of the things, and she was learning under Anand Shivaram, he was his her guru. And so they started introducing Kathakali outside India to Ceylon, which is now Sri Lanka. And but they wanted to bring it outside India as well. And then Second World War happened. So it was again not feasible for an Indian to go leave British India. And with 1947, once Louise Lightfoot thought it's now a great opportunity for her to bring Anand Shivaram and his troupe to Australia, but again the you know, the White Australia policy was such that she couldn't bring the whole troop. So it was just 3 people then: Anand Shivaram, Louise Lightfoot, and Anand Shivaram's wife Janaki Devi. And Louise Lightfoot improvised a lot because of her knowledge of architecture and stage and music and ballet. What they did was they reduced the makeup time from 4 hours to 1.5 hours.
Okay.
They reduced the dresses as well, so that the audiences can have a feel of Kathakali, but not the glamour of it, because they were obviously not going to perform at big stages at that point of time. You know, you have to book, you need sponsors. So they started it from cafes and restaurants or clubs, you know, the dance clubs where people come and meet regularly, women's club. And it started well receiving because this was never seen before. You know, people have seen vulgarized form of Indian dances as such, which was called the Hindu notch dance, which was Devdasi mixed with Kathak. And you can call it your Bollywood item numbers from today, you know. So that kind of dance was popular.
Yeah.
And they have seen that vulgarized dance form in circuses and, you know, exhibitions. But for the first time, Australian audiences were seeing a dance style which stayed in Kerala.
Mm-hmm.
And they had no idea what Kerala was, because people knew about Madras province.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've heard about the glamour of lifestyle of Kerala kings.
Yeah.
But for the first time, they saw a dancer who was so pure in performance and so articulate, so masterful of his body features, that he could dance with just eyes.
Oh, okay, fantastic. That's great to hear that.
Yeah.
Amit, can I ask you, many listeners may be curious why you are so much you know, focused on this project. You are not a dancer, I know.
No.
And why are you working on this project?
So as you said, I'm not a dancer. I'm not even a dance historian. So my PhD was in South Asian diaspora literature. And I came in 2013 at Deakin University to do research on cross-cultural relations between India and Australia. And one of the things I noticed was that when we talk about our historical cultural relations, we never talk about the starting points. You know, these points, which are good points, which actually were, which are very relevant even today.
Cultural collaborations.
And this was one of the things that nobody talks about. So I kind of diverted my project, just focused on Louis Lightfoot. And then I also kind of felt that, you know, a lot has been written about Bharatanatyam, you know, Tamil culture, but not much is done on Kathakali as a dance tradition. From Kathak, again, is well written about, but not Kathakali. Maybe it's the dance form or the kind of cultural barrier that situates between the critic and the dancers. So that kind of, you know, gave me more enthusiasm. It increased my passion towards Kathakali.
Towards this project as
yes.
well. Yeah. Amit, it was great to have you on our program. Thank you very much for sharing your efforts and experiences.
Thank you, Dilis, for inviting me.